And a good Monday morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMN. Later in the show, we will hear an update from the Sunset Zoo, as well as the Flint Hills Regional Leadership Program. But we're going to kick things off first by talking about the U.S. Census and the importance that carries here locally. And joining us over the phone today, Emily Kelly. She is the U.S. Census Bureau's Partnership Coordinator for Kansas and Oklahoma. Emily, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, it certainly is a pleasure here, and we're going to discuss some things here. As I understand, when the COVID-19 pandemic hit, it really put a challenge on collecting data here locally, and not just in Manhattan, which is a college town, but college towns across the country. What are the challenges you're seeing here now here as we sit in mid-June?
Well, just like everybody in all aspects of life right now, when COVID-19 hit America or hit the United States, we did pause our field operations in March due to the coronavirus because, of course, the safety of the public and our employees is of the utmost priority. In Kansas, we were able to resume those field operations last month and have now completed our most recent operation, which is called Update Leave. That's where we hand-delivered census invitations to respond to some households. But what you mentioned, right now in Manhattan and Riley County, overall the state rate of self-response to the census is at 65.4%, which is better than the national rate of 61.6%. But here in Manhattan and Riley County, we're not doing as great on our responses. The county overall is at 59.2%, and Manhattan is at 61.2%. And a lot of that is because college students who are supposed to be counted in the community where they live when they're going to school were asked not to come back after spring break due to coronavirus.
Yeah, and now, of course, that's a major issue here locally. I know that the local government officials, they want to see those be counted because that's a lot of that relies on government funding.
You're exactly right. Census data is used to determine our representation in Congress and also used to determine how billions of dollars in federal funding is distributed each year. And we want to make sure that those programs and communities in Kansas are adequately funded, and having accurate census data is an important part of that. So we really need people to respond to the census, and you can do that either by responding to the paper questionnaire that should have been mailed to you back in March. You can go online to my2020census.gov, or you can call in. We have phone lines in a number of languages, including English and Spanish, and I'll be happy to get that information over to you. But those phone numbers are also on that paper questionnaire you should have received in the mail.
And I know college students get probably a lot of mail, and sometimes mail gets lost. So if they've lost their census form, can they request a new one, or can they just log onto that website and get one there?
You can't request another paper form, but you can log on to my2020census.gov, and it just takes about 5 minutes, and you'd be completing the census questionnaire for every single person who lived at your residential address. So if you lived in a house down your campus and you had three other roommates, ideally you would have a conversation with those roommates, maybe jump on FaceTime or Zoom, and go over the questions with each other. So there's one questionnaire submitted for that residential address. We know that that's not always going to happen, but the Census Bureau will look at that data once it comes in. And if a couple different people responded individually per house, they're able to fix that data on the back end. But the important part is that we get those college students to respond to the census. Again, those college students who would normally live in Manhattan during the school year should be counted here. And that's because this is where they are the vast majority of the year and where they're using services that are funded by federal dollars.
Yeah, certainly. Again, we're speaking with Emily Kelly, Partnership Coordinator for Kansas and Oklahoma for the U.S. Census Bureau. What about making sure that folks who maybe English isn't their first language, how can they respond if they want to fill out one?
That's a great question. And I know when we were recruiting people here in Manhattan, we were also recruiting people who spoke a variety of languages, including Chinese. Now, if you go online to my2020census.gov, there are 13 different languages on that page that you can switch between at any time while you're filling out your questionnaire. Just just click on the language on the page that is easiest for you to understand, and you can go through the questionnaire in that language. There are also language guides, and I believe 59 different languages on our website, 2020census.gov, that walks you through how to do the questionnaire. And we do have phone lines in 13 different languages, and you can get that information off of our website, 2020census.gov also.
All right. As far as the door-to-door counting and follow-ups, so you said that is resuming. When is the deadline for that to get cut off?
So we're going to resume that response operation. That's called our non-response follow-up operation. We do go door-to-door collecting data from people who haven't self-responded to the census. That will get started later this summer, and will go through October 31st. But again, it's much more taxpayer dollar efficient if people are responding to the census themselves rather than us paying to send an enumerator door-to-door.
Right. And obviously, college towns is a little bit more of a challenge. What about non-college towns? Have you seen a better response rate there?
We've seen a pretty decent self-response rate across the state of Kansas this decennial census. I believe our overall response rate as a state in 2010 was 70% self-response before we sent enumerators door-to-door. We're getting really close to that now at 65.4% in the state. And again, we are ahead of the national self-response rate, which is 61.6%. We have a big campaign this week in Kansas called Call for the Count, and we are encouraging everyone to call people in your neighborhood, call your friends and family, make sure they've responded to the census, and we have resources, a script available if you're interested in doing that program. We also have a variety of social media resources available on our partners' website, the League of Kansas Municipalities, and that site for census materials is kansascounts.org. So please feel free to stop by there, grab some social media graphics and text, and help spread the news about the 2020 census in your social network.
Absolutely. I think that's key here, because we're not having a lot of events going on right now, and I know that if there was, you know, some summer festivals or something happening, you guys would probably have a booth there encouraging people to do this.
Absolutely, and at those booths, we would even be able to help you fill out the census right there on the spot to make sure that your household's counted. But you don't need us. You can do that from your smartphone, calling in, filling the form out on your phone online, or again, you can do that paper questionnaire if that's what you're more comfortable with and receive it in the mail.
All right. Make sure you fill out that census form and get it done as soon as possible. When does the data get released from this count in 2020?
So, as with the other parts of the census, the data collection has been delayed because of COVID-19. So the release of the data after the census is also delayed. That includes a delay in getting the statistical information to the president. Typically, we would be doing that by New Year's Eve of 2020. That's going to happen in April, and then getting redistricting information to the states is going to happen even after that period of time. But the individualized census information saying Emily Kelly lives at an address in Manhattan, Kansas, that data doesn't get released until 72 years after the census. So your information is confidential. It will not be shared other than in statistical form. Nothing that specifically ties a human to the information will be released for 72 years.
All right. And I know a lot of folks use all sorts of stuff from that census information. Of course, it tells not just the population, but, you know, the makeup of the community, demographics, and it's a kind of neat way to see just how diverse your population really is.
Absolutely. And one really important thing to remember about census data, it has been used to help distribute some of the resources for the COVID-19 response. So it's used by emergency responders, it's used by city planners, by state governments, but it's also used by educators. The data is really important to making decisions in our communities, and not just governmental decisions, but also businesses will look at census data making a decision if they're going to open in a new location.
All right. Was there anything else, Emily, I haven't asked about you want to make sure you get out there to the public?
Well, I just really appreciate you giving us the time to make sure that every Kansan understands that they should be counted in the 2020 census. If you're a foreign exchange family who's living here now, you count in the 2020 census. If you're not a U.S. citizen, but you're living here, you count in the 2020 census. The military families, you may be stationed at Fort Riley, but own a home elsewhere, they count right here where they live while working at Fort Riley in the 2020 census. So please go online today at my2020census.gov and make sure that you and your household are counted in.
All right. Well, Emily, we sure appreciate it, and we hope folks listen to this and take your word, and hopefully we'll get those response rates up.
Thank you for the time. I really appreciate it.
All right. Emily Kelly, again, Partnership Coordinator for the U.S. Census Bureau in Kansas and Oklahoma, joining us on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll have more In Focus after this on KMAN.